small beginnings. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. Isaiah 61 verse 3, NIV. Small beginnings. Spring is only a few days away, a time of rejuvenation and new growth. Even the smallest seeds will take root and become a beautiful plant or tree. I used to live in Michigan, and I can still remember neighborhoods with tall and mighty oak trees. Their long limbs would shake off acorns during the strong winds that would sweep through during a thunderstorm. I would watch the neighborhood squirrels gather acorns and bury them with precision with their little paws as they prepared for the cold days ahead. Even in the middle of summer, they were preparing. My mom and I were walking one day and she bent down to pick something up. She placed something in my hand and said, "Do not despise small beginnings." She gave me an acorn. That happened 15 years ago, and I still have that acorn in a prominent place in my home as a reminder that growth takes time. In life, we will face astringent exposures from harsh storms that threaten our growth. Parts of our story may be damaged from components of time and unfortunate circumstances, but if you are rooted in God, you will stand strong. To become a mighty oak, you must first be content with being an acorn. Trust the process of growing gradually and not overnight. It is the small, positive habits that will bring the biggest changes. Psalm 1 verse 3 states, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." This verse contains so many promises. 1. You will be like a tree that brings forth fruit in your season. 2. Your leaf will not wither. 3. You will be prosperous. Permanent change. An oak tree can never become a seedling again, however, it has the power to produce seed. Also, a tree never stops growing. Every year, its trunk gets bigger and its limbs longer. We should never stop growing spiritually, but we should be resolute about growing in the Lord every year. Growth produces permanent change. I don't know how this year has been for you so far, but think of the growth you've experienced already. Maybe you have not accomplished everything that you had planned, but give yourself grace and think about the personal growth that has taken place in your personal and spiritual life. I encourage you to keep an acorn you may find on the ground and place it somewhere in your home where it will remind you that good things take a lot of time to grow. Prayer, Lord, I pray that you will keep me rooted in your word. Help me to grow every year and to be thankful that you will help me bear fruit in my life to bless others.